Title: An employer's erroneous announcement to employees declaring them independent contractors does not, standing alone, violate the NLRA. Content: Does an employer who genuinely believes that its workers are independent contractors and tells them that they are contractors and not employees, only to later find out that it was wrong, violate Section 8(a)(1) of the National Labor Relations Act, NLRA or Act? Unions and workers' advocates argue that such erroneous classifications/announcements should be illegal because when an employer misclassifies statutorily covered employees, they effectively convey the message to the employees that they have no rights under the law when, in fact, they do. Recognizing the importance of this issue, on February 15, 2018, the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB or Board, issued a notice and invitation to parties in a pending matter, Velox Express Incorporated, case No. 15CA184006, and interested Amici to file briefs to address the following question: Under what circumstances, if any, should the board deem an employer's act of misclassifying statutory employees as independent contractors a violation of Section 8(a)(1) of the Act? On August 29, 2019, the board issued its decision in that matter, Velox Express Incorporated, 368 NLRB No. 61, and ruled that such honest, albeit mistaken, classification decisions and their announcements to employees do not violate the Act. The facts and the reasoning leading to this unprecedented decision are as follows. In mid-2016, Velox, a medical courier service utilizing drivers called medical couriers who drove their personal vehicles to pick up and consolidate medical samples and to deliver them to its customer's diagnostic laboratory, entered into purported independent contractor agreements with each of its drivers. However, thereafter, and notwithstanding the terms of the independent contractor agreement, Velox treated the drivers in a manner characteristic of an employer-employee relationship. Later, Velox terminated one of its drivers who, in turn, filed an unfair labor practice, ULP, charge with the NLRB contesting the lawfulness of her discharge and alleging that her former employer also violated the Act by misclassifying her and her co-workers as independent contractors. After being investigated, the charge went to complaint and the administrative law judge, ALJ, hearing the case issued a decision, ALJD, which decision is appended to the board's decision linked above, concluding 1. That Velox's drivers were statutory employees covered by the Act and not exempt independent contractors, 2. That the charging party had been wrongfully fired in violation of Section 8(a)(1), and 3. That Velox also violated Section 8(a)(1) by misclassifying its drivers as independent contractors. On administrative review of the ALJD, the board affirmed the ALJ's first two findings, but rejected and reversed his finding that Velox's misclassification of its drivers violated Section 8(a)(1). Contrary to the ALJ, the board concluded that misclassification standing alone was not coercive and, therefore, did not violate the Act. Indeed, according to the board, when an employer decided to classify workers as independent contractors, it had formed and was merely acting on a legal opinion, and that its mere announcement of that opinion to its workers was non-coercive free speech and privileged under Section 8(c) of the Act because it did not invoke the Act, did not prohibit workers from engaging in NLRA-protected conduct, and did not threaten workers with adverse consequences for doing so. Nor did the fact that the announcement had ultimately been proven to be erroneous change things render it coercive or unprivileged because, mistaken as it was, it still did not contain any threat or reprisal or force or promise of a benefit. While sanctioning standalone misclassification announcements, the board was also quick to distinguish Velox from prior board decisions where an employer's statements as to workers' independent contractor status was expressly or implicitly linked to NLRA-protected activity, or where classification decisions were in response to or used as a way of chilling statutorily protected conduct. For example, an employer who told its employees that they could not engage in protected concerted or union activities because they were independent contractors when, in fact, they were employees violated the Act. Likewise, an employer who reclassified its employees for the purpose